come to the vacant microphone? Your name, sir, for the record.
I am Dr. Robert Phelan. I'd like to speak against the air quality management plan, especially for PM 2.5. I'd like to provide us with something of a reality check. I've been involved in air pollution research since 1973 as founder and now co-director of the Air Pollution Health Effects Lab at the University of California, Irvine, in the School of Medicine. Importantly, I've recently become a member of the Particulate Material Subcommittee of the U.S. EPA Clean Air Scientific Advisory Committee, CASAC. During CASAC deliberations, it became very clear that the national ambient air quality standards for PM 2.5 were biased by studies conducted in eastern U.S. cities, and that PM 2.5 in California was of such low toxicity that it could be considered as non-toxic at current concentrations. We have cleaner fuels and a larger component of natural soil in our PM 2.5 than does the East Coast. Let's look at the inhaled doses of PM 2.5. At a continuous maximum 24-hour-a-day, 50-year exposure to 15 micrograms per cubic meter of PM 2.5, the average deposition in the 75 square meters of the respiratory tract is approximately 1 gram of material. Now, that's approximately the dose that a heavy smoker inhales in one day. It's the amount that an asthmatic inhaler gives us in one day, and it's about 3 pinches of salt, and that's the accumulated over 50 years. I also have difficulty reminding people that the effects of ever-lowering PM 2.5, it looks like the target is going to be zero, can do significant harm to public health. Economic effects are serious health effects. Our 1.8 million kids in California below the poverty level face loss of home, social exclusion, poor development, poor physical and mental health, and so on. In summary, I support Dr. Enstrom's well-researched recommendations. Thank you.
In the interest of keeping the testimony moving, I'm not going to belabor this, but I find it hard to imagine that we have probably the most premier brain surgeon in the United States of America who testifies before this board and says there's preliminary indication that microparticles transmit through the lung wall into the bloodstream of pregnant mothers and may in fact be causing an increase in fetal brain tumors. And for you to stand there and tell me that it doesn't impact anyone more than a pinch of salt, it's very difficult for me to find where the middle ground is here.
I understand your concern, and I think PM 2.5 is a surrogate for other factors that are affecting public health. It's related to other factors, but PM 2.5 mass, I mean, it's so trivial. And if you look at the composition of California PM 2.5, it's in those doses, you're not going to have birth defects and brain damage. It's a reality check, sir.
My personal opinion, and I'm just one of 12 people here, but I'm going to continue to pursue this problem based on the fact that it is a potential medical problem until I find out that it's absolutely not, you know.
Right.
I can't quite fathom it. Anyway, Evelyn Knight, would you please?